Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about being strong in the Lord, having victory in your daily battles, spiritual battles that we face. How do we do that? How do we be strong in the Lord? How do we have victory in the battles that we face? We've been using some examples from the Old Testament this week. Yesterday we talked about Joshua again and some mistakes that he made in failing to communicate with God. And remember how that failure to communicate with God really cost the children of Israel something. They actually first lost the battle of Ai when they went out to overtake Ai because they failed to communicate with God and hear from him. Yesterday we learned how they failed to, or they made a league with the Gibeonites, who were actually their neighbors, simply because they failed, again, to communicate with God, and oh, what it cost them. Well, we can learn from those things. Folks, let's learn to communicate with the Lord Jesus Christ, studying his word, meditating on it, spending time in prayer. Those things are so essential to us to be strong in the Lord. That is the source of our strength. Having a regular time of reading God's word is imperative. And God speaks to us primarily through his word. But we have to do more than just read God's word. I think too often we read the Bible like we read a storybook. You know, we like the stories, we like the nice words, but we don't put shoes on them. Well, what do you mean by that, Roy? Well, ask yourself questions. For example, how does this verse or doctrine get lived out in daily living? For example, what did Jesus mean in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in verse 14 and 15, when he said, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So what was Jesus saying there? Well, let's ask ourselves this question. How does that get lived out in daily living? Or was Jesus talking about some theological idealism that was for the Jews back in that day? No, not at all. That's for us today. So how do we make those verses a reality in our life? Or how do we put shoes on those words, if I can say it that way? That's what I'm talking about when I say we need to hear from God. It's what God was telling Joshua to do in Joshua 1:8. God was saying, "Joshua, you got to meditate on the law. Put your name in the blank. Meditate in the Word of God. If your name is John, Joe, Henry, Levi, Jonas, whatever it is, meditate. Meditate on the Word of God. Bill, Don, Isaac, whatever your name is, that's what we need to do." In Ephesians 6, and I read that, I think, the first day of the Monday here of this week, verse 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, it's one thing to pray a prayer at a meal or some other prayer in giving thanks to God. And understand, God hears those prayers. However, it's something totally different to pray fervently to God, asking him for grace to meet a specific need in your life right then, and feel his presence and his grace being poured out upon you right at that moment. There's a big difference. Do you know what that feels like? Can you relate to that? Is that your experience? Do you experience those things? What do you do when feelings of anger or hatred or bitterness rise up in your heart? What do you do when you happen to be by yourself and you come across a pornographic magazine that's laying somewhere near you. Do you know how to get a hold of God in prayer in those situations and come through them victoriously? You can. I can. That's God's heart, that we come through those kinds of situations victoriously. But we have to communicate with God. God is right there for us. Sometimes things happen in our life. Suddenly, and anger hits you in your gut. It's like all of a sudden something happened and instantly, boom, you feel anger in your heart. I mean, just big time. Well, what do you do? How do you handle that? Is it possible to have grace for that, to have victory over that, instead of saying something you shouldn't in anger? God can give you peace. Is that possible? Of course it's possible, but you can't do it in your own strength. You've got to communicate with God. And it's in those situations when we're faced with something, whatever it is, right at that moment. As I said, maybe you stumble across some pornographic magazine and you're tempted to open it up and look at it. God can give you strength and grace right at that moment, but you've got to communicate with Him. You've got to cry out to Him. Say, God, I need you right now. Right in this situation, I need your grace. Help me not to look at that thing. Help me not to get angry. Help me not to say something I shouldn't say. And right now I feel like just telling this guy where to get off or whatever you're thinking or feeling. And tell God about it. And He will give you grace. He will pour grace into your life. I tell you, I've experienced that. I know what I'm talking about. God does those things for us because that's victory, and He wants us to have victory, folks. It's there for us. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of His might. It's there for us. Oh, I was going to read a story for you here out of 1st, 2nd Kings. I'll try to do that quickly. An illustration of knowing how to get a hold of God in prayer and come through victoriously when we're faced with a huge problem. King Hezekiah gave us a beautiful example of that here in 2 Kings 19. Rabshakeh was the top general of Sennacherib's army, and he sent a letter to King Hezekiah. In verse 10 of 2 Kings 19, we read this, "Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, from which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph, and the children of Eden, which were in Thelasser? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, and of Hena and Iva?" And Hezekiah received a letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And listen what Hezekiah did. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, "O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, Thou art the God, even Thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Wow. Look how King Hezekiah faced this problem. He went straight to the Lord with it. And notice how he presented it to God. He described in detail to God what the problem was. And when we, like Hezekiah, acknowledge that this thing that we're facing is bigger than us, and we need God's help to save us, he comes to our aid, folks. He does. But you got to cry out to God. You can't do it in your own strength. And too often, that's our problem. We try to solve our own problems and the battles that we face in our own strength, and it doesn't work. We fail. But folks, if we cry out to God for grace and say, Lord, here it is. I need you. I need help. And if we learn to do that, folks, we become strong in the Lord and we become victorious. Hallelujah. God is there for us. Oh, let's be strong in the Lord and be victorious in the power of his might. I tell you, God answered Hezekiah's prayer. I don't have time to do that, to read that now, but you should read the rest of that chapter and see how God answered Hezekiah's prayer. What a beautiful answer to prayer. And I tell you, God will answer our prayers like that too. When we're in a position where we need God and we need his help, we need grace in time of need, God is there to help us. But you got to ask, folks. You can't do it in your own strength. Let us be strong in the Lord as we come before God and seek him and cry out to him. I tell you, God will help you. But you got to cry out to him. Oh, be strong in the Lord today. Be faithful. Talk to him. Communicate with the Lord. And may God bless your day. Be strong in the Lord. The Lord bless you.